This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 36 for Friday, August 25th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. Despite some late-day weakness, the ICE Futures canola market ended the week slightly higher, receiving support from the Chicago Soy Complex and comparable oils. Soy oil and soy meal were up, as well as Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Crude oil was also higher after comments from U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated further raising of benchmark interest rates. Statistics Canada reported nearly 962,000 tons of canola were crushed in July, up more than 34% from the June crush and the largest one-month total on record. Canada's canola crush from 2022-23 was 9.96 million tons, up more than 1.4 million from the previous year. The Canadian dollar was down one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Temperatures are expected to be in the low to mid-20s across the prairies today, as well as in the mid to high 20s next week. The November canola contract was up $1.40 per ton at $811.30. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in positive territory, while wheat was mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 2023-24 export commitments for corn at 7.352 million tons, 21% behind last year's pace. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour ended on Friday with an average U.S. corn yield estimate of 172 bushels per acre, compared to the USDA's estimate of 175.1 earlier this month. This equates with a production estimate of 14.96 billion bushels, compared to 15.11 billion from the USDA. Canada will support the U.S. as a third party in a dispute with Mexico over the latter banning genetically modified corn imports. South Korea booked 68,000 tons of corn via international tender, while Taiwan purchased 65,000 tons from Brazil. The December corn contract was unchanged at $4.88 U.S. per bushel. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour announced its estimate for the U.S. soybean crop at 49.7 bushels per acre, or the equivalent of 4.11 billion bushels. The USDA estimated 50.9 bushels per acre and 4.205 billion bushels of production earlier this month. The USDA also reported a private export sale of 121,000 tons of new crop soybeans to China this morning. The November soybean contract was up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.88. Ukrainian farmers have completed their 2023 wheat harvest, producing 21.94 million tons, 1.24 million more than in 2022. Meanwhile, the European Commission cut its wheat production estimate by 300,000 tons to 126.1 million as constant rainfall this month has reduced quality and delayed harvesting operations. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is reporting that northern and central parts of Argentina are in need of rain, with 14.82 million acres sown for wheat this year. The Roller Flour Millers Association is urging India to remove a 40% import tax on wheat to facilitate purchases of the grain and increase supplies. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.22. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.65. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.01. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, August 25th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.